In today's Mishnah, we learn the seventh and eighth Mishnah from the sixth Perek Masechta Avot. The Mishnah begins, G'dola Torah shinotenet chayim le'oseha. The Torah is great, that it gives life to those that learn it and those that fulfill it. The Markeva Mishnah says, the reason why this Mishnah follows the previous one is we've just learned all the requirements, the kinyani Torah, all the necessity to acquire Torah. One might feel despondent that it's just a little bit too difficult. Therefore, this Mishnah encourages an individual that it is worthwhile, because at the end of the day, it gives life to those that fulfill it. And then what the Mishnah is going to do now is provide quite a number of psukim that support this contention. Now, it's not necessarily as a proof, because usually as a proof, one pasuk is sufficient. Therefore, the Rima Toledo says it's in order to lechavev ala briot. It's lechavevah, sorry. It's in order to make it dear to people, this concept. So we see that the Mishnah is going to say, look, we see it in Mishlei, and so many psukim refer to it, the fact that it gives life to those who fulfill it. So let's go through the psukim. The first one is Shneamar, ki chayim hem lemotzeihem, or lechol basar marpeh. That it gives life to those that find them, and to all its flesh it heals. So there's the reference here to the fact that the Torah can heal an individual, but I want to pick up on a different point, the fact that there's motzeihem, and the Gemara in Reuven says that what's lemotzeihem, I translate as being those that find them, but it's lemotzeihem befeh, those that actually, when they learn, they actually speak or say the words out loud, rather than just reading it privately in their heads. We've touched on this a few times, the importance of actually learning and saying out loud everything that you're learning and not just reading it. Next pasuk, v'omer, as the next pasuk is, refut sisarecha v'shikulat motecha. That it heals, it shall be to your sharech, to your navel, v'shigivui, and it provides marrow for your bones. Here the understanding is the first pasuk we're talking about Olam Hazeh in this world, and gives life also in Olam Haba, the second world, because the shikui la'atzmot, I must be referring to Olam Haba according to the Midrash Mu'el. Let's continue. This is a famous pasuk that it's a tree of life for those that grab onto it. And the understanding is in this world, this very complicated, difficult world where there's temptations and all around, one has to grab onto the Torah, grab onto this tree of life. And for Tomchei Moshe and those that support it, will be the praiseworthy will be happy as well. Next, for Omer ki liviat chen hen l'roshecha, v'anakim legar grotecha, which means it is a garland of grace for your head. The anakim legar grotecha means an pendant around your neck. The Tiferet Yisrael says we've got two different references here. One is the reference to it being a garland of grace for your head. That's referring to the wisdom that the individual has in his head as a result of learning Torah. And when it's referring to anakim legar grotecha, the reference to the neck, it's referring to the fact that the words come out in a very eloquent and clear manner as well. Let's continue. V'omer, in the next pasuk, t'ten l'roshcha liviatchen ater tifer t'magneka, which means it gives to your head, with this again, this reference to a garland of grace, and a crown of glory shall grace you. And Kadi explains here again that the two references, t'ten l'roshcha liviatchen ater tifer t'magneka, that it's referring to, again, reference to Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba as well. The reason why it's referenced to Olam Haba are crowns, because it says in Brachot that in Olam Haba we find Tzadikim Yoshvim, the righteous sit, they are trotehim broshim, with crowns on their heads, and they're simply enjoying the pleasure, the shine of the Shekhinah. Whatever that means, and obviously this is talking in a spiritual realm, but again, the association here between a crown is alluding to the fact that we can see that's referring to Olam Haba, therefore the Pasuk Atar Tiferet the Magneka must be referring to Olam Haba. Next, that it gives length of the days to its right and to its left, wealth and honor. Again, the Gemara here, this is in Gemara Shabbos, says that Orech Mimina refers to those that learn Lishma, Lamay Minimba, that gives the Orech Yamim, and those that don't learn Lishma, they're still rewarded with Osher and Kavod, but not say Orech Yamim. Let's continue. The Omer, the final pasuk is Ki Orech Yamim Ushnot Chaim, which is length of days and years of life. You have to explain what that means. Anyway, the shalom and peace, your sifulach, that it will give you or grant you. Again, this is it's all the psukim together, really supporting and solidifying this point that how great the Torah is, it gives life. What's interesting here, what's shnot chayim? If someone's alive, you're giving someone years, clearly years of life. So here, the Gemara in Yoma says, shnot chayim refers to the person goes through a difficult patch and the years that follow, the person's redeemed from that. The years change from Ra Latov, those years that follow feel like years of Chaim, or years of life. That's what Shnot Chaim is referring to. Let's continue. Rabbi Shimon ben Nasi Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So Rabbi Shimon ben Nasi said, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And he's referred to many attributes. Hanoi, referring to beauty, Vaha Koach, and strength, Ha Osher, wealth, Vakaban, and honor, Vaha Chochma, wisdom, Vaha Zikna, Vaha Seva. These are again two different types of old age, or we'll explain them in a moment. Vaha Banim and children are Na'ela Tzadikim, Vaha Ne'ela Olam. The Baal Manel says is they are ordered in terms of that goes through someone's life. Someone is born, they inherit beauty and strength, these are physical attributes, and Osher and Kavod they acquire as they go throughout their life. Once they hit a middle age, they, as we said previously, we learned they require wisdom, and Zikna Seva towards the end. But Banim, well, Banim refers to something that is na'ir, pleasant for tzaddikim, that outlives them, beyond the life cycle of this tzaddik. So it's good for them and good for the world. Now, the many explanations, we're going to stay with the Karta here that cites it to Tiferet Yisrael. Why is beauty good for tzaddikim? When a tzaddik is beautiful, the leadership, the malachim, the government will be more receptive to listening to them. They'll be able to present themselves in, say, the corridors of power and the like. The koach, having power, means that they'll be able to enforce justice so that people won't be able to take advantage of one another. Or share wealth. If someone is a tzaddik and he has this wealth, he's clearly going to help aniyim, so it's good for him and also good for the world as well. Mr. Shmuel says he has actually also gives him the capacity to not have the burden of a parnasa, he'll be able to learn and or he'll be able to again focus on matanat aniyim. Kavod is also important for a tzaddik because with kavod he'll be able to influence not just people outside but within the Jewish people as well. People will respect him and they'll listen to what he has to say. Chochma, he'll be able to teach wisdom, be able to teach Am Yisrael, words of Torah. Zikna, old age, people give respect to their older age and be able to teach. And Seva, as he reaches more advanced age, he'll have a wealth of experience from which the world will be able to benefit from him. That's why Tiferet Yisrael explains it. What's interesting here, what about Banim? I just neglected that one, I just noticed, is that it's also great for Am Yisrael. Why? Because if a tzaddik has a progeny, has offspring that will fall in his ways, then his impact will be multiplied and go in further and further. So let's have a look once again. The mission brings Pesukim to prove all these various points. The first is Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ater Tiferet Seva, a crown of glory is old age, but Derech Tztaka Timtzeh, they will be found in the ways of righteousness. Where do you find, again, this crown of old age? And those that are engaged in staka here, referring to the chachamim, or tzadikim, more specifically. And next, v'ateret chachamim oshram, the crown of chachamim is their wealth, so this is where wealth is na'el tzadikim. Next, v'ateret zkenim b'nei banim, a crown. Again, it's beautiful for tzadikim that have b'nei banim, they have offspring, children or grandchildren. But the pasuk continues, v'ateret banim avotam, and the crown of the banim are their, meaning the children, are their ancestors. Why is that? That is because, we can even look at it from a perspective of genetics, individual inherits his physical attributes, so that's noi and koach, as we explained, from his parents. So therefore they end up being his tiferet, his glory as well. Tiferet bachorim kocham, v'hadar zkenim seiva, is the next pasuk. Sorry, v'omer, I missed a word. Tiferet bachorim kocham v'hadar zkenim seiva. So once again, we have referred to Tiferet Bachrim is their koach, their strength, and Hadar Zkenim, here is reference to Seva as well. The glory of Zkenim, the splendor of Zkenim, so of the elder, is their old age. V'omerech v'chafra labana u'busha chama, that what's going to happen? The moon will be confounded and the sun will be ashamed. Why? Ki malach Hashem tzvakot b'har tzion, because Hashem will be king over Har Tzion and Yerushalayim. V'neged Zkenim, and that's when the Zkenav will get covered. Why will they be ashamed? Because at that time, when Mashiach comes and Hashem's glory is revealed in the world, the Zkenim will get such kavod that they will shine to an extent that will embarrass, I guess metaphorically, they'll outshine both the sun and the moon. What's interesting here, just to add an extra detail, the Ruach Chaim says that all these attributes, Noi, Koach, Osher, these attributes we mentioned, is they're like the number zero. Meaning, you can put as many number of zeros after each other, but they're still, at the end of the day, you write many zeros on the page, it's still equal to zero. However, it gets its power, it gets its value when you put a number in the front of all these zeros. So if all these attributes are found by a tzaddik, that's almost like putting the number one in front of all these zeros, and that's when it gets its power, because it's na'el tzaddikim and na'el olam. Let's continue. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasse Omer Elu Shiva Midot. All these seven attributes, even though we've mentioned eight, the parish discusses this, but all these seven attributes, Shemanu Chachamim Latzadikim, Kulam Nitkaimu Barebi. We find all these attributes were fulfilled by Rabbi, which is famed Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Uvavanav, and his children as well. The Rimei Toledo points out that this seems to align with the Gemara Gittin that says, from the times of Moshe until Rabbi, was not found in one place, meaning by one individual, both Torah to such a high extent and Gdula and greatness as well. So we find that it was quite fitting that the Mishnah says, we see this exactly by Rebbe that he was an individual that was mitkayim all his attributes by a tzaddik himself. Those are the Mishnah today.